Internet security is something that can and must be tackled at every level and not just left to the government and law enforcement authorities, says Alan Michael, MP. According to Michael, who is also the chair of the Urim e-crime group, internet users need to get away from the idea that security can be tackled only at a high level. At the launch of the fourth annual Get Safe Online Awareness Week, I asked him how Get Safe Online fits in with other UK initiatives aimed at fighting e-crime.
Well, I think we have to have a very joined-up approach to tackling online crime. I think essentially, I described it this morning as being like the veins and arteries in the human body. If you don't make sure that the blood's flowing well, if you don't make sure that every part of the body has that healthy movement within it, then you're going to run into problems. If you have a clot in one part of the body, it affects the whole. And therefore, we have to have a really joined-up approach to everything. The second thing is, I think people need to have the confidence to know there's one place that they can go, which may not be able to do everything for them, but which is able to point them to the place where they can get help, get advice. And you need that one point of confidence. It needs to be simple. And therefore, if Get Safe Online didn't exist, we'd have to invent it. But it does exist. So my argument to the whole of industry and also to government and business outside the direct internet-related businesses is, let's get behind it and make it work so that people, whether they be small businesses or whether they just be individual members of the public, know where to go for the key messages and the key information. And also that people know where to put the key messages and key information, because it is possible for the whole situation to be so confused and complicated that people give up. And that's the last thing we want. We need to enable people to look after themselves online, and that means responsibility right across the industry and government, as well as making simple for them to find the information they need.
Now, is this in conjunction with what's been done at a higher level? Because now we have the funding for the new police e-crime unit, and we have the serious organised crime unit. How does this sort of fit into the bigger picture?
I think it's entirely complementary. I mean, I think there are three new developments that I, in a rather non-techie way, regard as the three legs of the milkmaid stool. If any one of them isn't there in the near future, then things will go awry. The milkmaid's on the floor, the milk is going everywhere. One is the establishment of the central e-crime unit. There has been a gap there, and I think it's very good news that the Home Office and the Metropolitan Police, on behalf of ACPO, are putting that into place. The second one is dealing with fraud, which actually allows me to make another point, which is that crime is crime. It just happens that a lot of fraud is internet-related. It's criminal activity exploiting the opportunities that are there through the internet to do it more pervasively and more effectively. So having the e-crime unit tackling probably about two-thirds of what it has to tackle being online or internet related is the second leg of the stool. Now the third leg is a comprehensive partnership where, just as in local crime and disorder reduction partnerships, it's not enough to have the police doing their thing. You need to be making safer communities. It's absolutely essential that we have that in the UK, because we want to make the UK the safest place to do business online, and that's the safest place to do business online if you happen to be an ordinary member of the public, a customer if you like, or if you happen to be a small business, or indeed if you're a big business like the banks, whose contribution this morning I think was very complimentary to what I'm saying.
Now let's focus a bit on the role of business, and particularly business who are doing transactions online. This morning you said that there was a need for security and enterprise to come together. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I think in some businesses in the past, you've had the situation that there are people inventing new ways of doing things right at the cutting edge, coming out with new products. And this really hit me when one managing director said to me that he'd be making his most of his money in the coming financial year on products that didn't even exist at the beginning of this financial year. And probably it's accelerating even since he said that. Similarly, in government, there is a tendency, although I think things have improved, to have one lot of people worrying about security and how you prevent bad things happening, and another lot of people trying to encourage more online activity, more enterprise, more positive things happening. And really, time's too short in the internet age for you to be able to be doing that. So given that most of the businesses who attended the conference that we held considering messages to take to the Internet Governance Forum identified security as the biggest issue for them, that's businesses engaged in the IT business, it seems to me blindingly obvious that the enterprise and the security have to come together. There was a nice example given by one of the speakers of having a briefing before going on a white water rafting experience and having the briefing in advance where they were told about all the ways to do things and the dangers and how to do it safely. Well, that didn't come as an optional extra, and it's ludicrous that sometimes security on the internet comes as an optional extra that you leave to the individual when they buy the product, or you leave to the individual when they buy into a service. That needs to be designed into the way that we do things. So enterprise and security have to come together, and we also need to work together to make the internet the safest possible place to be so that people can have confidence. Not blind confidence, but well-informed confidence.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.